Well, and as we know, Edward, I mean, years ago, our government tested, sprayed sailors over ships, didn't tell them about it. They were testing them. You know, they now admit that, 60 years ago plus, you know, testing folks in Guatemala for syphilis and gonorrhea, didn't tell them about it. And, you know, so their credibility has gone out the window. How can we believe them then when, like the Air Force says, that it's a hoax? They don't exist. How can we believe them?
Well, people like you and I cannot believe them, but because we know better. But so many people still are so trusting, you know. They've been conditioned to respect authority. And so if it comes from government, that's authority. And they just can't imagine that there would be hidden agendas. It just doesn't fit with their, you know, their worldview. I always have trouble talking in terms of the government doing this or the government doing that, because it's not really the government. These are little clusters of people that happen to be on the government payroll.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, we think of the government as being our representatives and a group of elected people and their employees who serve our will. If that's our concept of government, that's not what we're talking about here. A lot of these people mostly are working in the military, and they don't follow, you know, the will of the people. They have only one objective, and that is to figure out how to produce the greatest killing machine in the world so that they can be victorious in any conflict. That's their total purpose. So it's not surprising when you find out that military groups are conducting these experiments. I mean, heck, we know that during the development of the atomic bomb, they deliberately exposed thousands of American soldiers to radiation just to see what would happen.
Yeah.
Well, you could argue for that, I suppose, if you had no conscience and say, well, we had to know. After all, we might get in a war, and, you know, we want to save the nation, so it's for the greater good of the greater number and all of that, which is always the argument. But as you said earlier, George, we have such a vast history of the military in particular and some of these rogue agencies just conducting human experiments is just beyond description. So we shouldn't be surprised when we look up and see these chemtrails going from horizon to horizon and start to ask questions. And if the government says, oh, never mind, just keep moving along, folks, nothing to see here, you know, I think we're justified in being a little skeptical about it.
Well, I think so, too. And, Michael, as you were putting together what in the world are they spraying, I'm sure you had some very clear skies in the morning that were very striped and zigzag patterned later on, weren't they?
Well, that's correct. And we're in L.A., and normally L.A. should have blue skies. But as you said, about 4 to 5 days a week, we begin to see the trails forming in the morning. And usually by about 1 or 2 o'clock, the sky is a white milky, and literally it's blocking out the sun. So, yes, it's very common for us here in L.A., and is what we found not only in L.A., but around the world.
Now, some of the things we're seeing are indeed condensation trails, right?
Oh, yes, absolutely. But it's a minority of these things. And as I said a moment ago, these condensation trails don't last. They don't linger. They follow along after the plane. What we're talking about is a whole different animal.
They stay up there.
They stay, yes. And they spread out.
What? And they match what geoengineers are proposing exactly.
And what do you mean by geoengineers, Michael?
Well, geoengineers are proposing spraying 10 to 20 million tons of aluminum into the atmosphere for the stated goal of blocking the sun. So this is something that the scientific community is not only researching, but stating that they aggressively want to do. However, they're denying that they're doing it. But everything that we found not only suggests, but we believe proves that they're already doing these programs.
What do you think their agenda is?
Well, I think there are a lot of different agendas. As I say, this is a multi-agenda programs. Number one, I believe it's weather modification. Number two, I believe that part of the agenda is to decrease population, because we're finding in soil tests, rain tests, and snow tests are massive amounts of aluminum, barium, and also strontium, which, of course, are very toxic to human health. So we believe that it might be in part of a depopulation agenda, But then there are also warfare applications. The HAARP program, which is part of weather modification, but the HAARP program can also create earthquakes in what might appear to be natural disasters. And the HAARP program needs a particulate of metal into the sky to emit its frequency. So we believe it's not only one thing, but many different things that fall under the umbrella.
Now, we've got an Insta poll going on at our coasttocoastam.com website asking them questions about this. And let me just quickly go through them based on the amount of people who've been voting on this, which any research organization would love to have, I think. But we asked them basically about chemtrails. And one group says, and I'm going to round off these numbers, just contrails from planes. Nothing is being sprayed in the atmosphere. That's 27%. Next one was a biological or chemical weapon that is being used on us, experimented on us. That is 31%. A clandestine project to alter the weather, perhaps to reduce global warming, is 34%. And then 8% say none of the above. So you've got 64% of the people, 65% of the people saying that it's either biological, chemical, or a clandestine weather project. That's huge, don't you think, Michael?
Well, I think it is. And if you look at our own government, there is a document called Owning the Weather by 2025, and that's an express goal of our military, to literally control the weather. And we know, if we look back even 20, 30 years, there have been various, I mean, just numerous weather modification programs that have been implemented. So this is not something new. And as you stated, the testing has been going on American citizens for just as long, if not longer. So it doesn't surprise me at all. I think that people, for the first time in a long time, are starting to wake up.
How long do you think this has been going on?
Well, we've seen a dramatic increase in about the past 10 years, but most people started reporting it about 15 years ago.
And, Edward, when you started seeing these, starting to wonder, what the heck is going on, was there any one event that occurred with you?
No. No, I used to live near the Los Angeles airport. And we used to, when the jets first started to fly, you know, we were very fascinated with that.
Sure.
And I don't remember seeing even the contrails around the airport, as you wouldn't expect, because it's at lower elevations and the temperature just wasn't cold enough, at least not around Los Angeles. It wasn't until you started seeing these high-flying airplanes where the temperatures really get super cold up at those altitudes that you begin to even see contrails of the normal, you know, normal ice crystals forming. And so I saw those 15 years ago, and then all of a sudden, just like overnight, these things started to linger, and it was a whole different phenomenon.